This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Among the many, many things that happened in this economy as the pandemic hit two-something years ago was that the federal government's school lunch program got bigger, a lot bigger. And since the spring of 2020, the Agriculture Department, which, yes, is in charge of school lunches, has issued more than 100 waivers that let all school kids get free breakfast and lunch at school. But the authority to grant those waivers evaporates at the end of this month. Congress could extend it, but that seems unlikely. So Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer took a look at how kids could be affected this summer and next school year.
One of the USDA waivers relaxed a rule that only allowed summer meal programs in communities where at least 50% of the students already qualified for free lunch programs. Diane Pratt-Hevner is with the School Nutrition Association, a trade group for school cafeteria workers.
Thanks to the waivers, local schools and community groups could determine where to set up their meal sites based on demand and based on need.
The anti-poverty group Share Our Strength estimates that one out of five summer meal sites that were open last year won't be open this summer. Rachel Sabella is director of Share Our Strength's No Kid Hungry New York program. She says that means
it could jeopardize access to summer meals for nearly 7 million children across the country.
Plus, those summer meal sites that are open won't be able to hand out food to go. They'll have to serve sit-down meals at specific times. That doesn't mesh with some parents' schedules. Also, the government will reinstate income limits families have to meet for free school meals. Rebecca Wood, a single mom in the Boston area, makes just above the limit. She says before the USDA made meals free for all students, she struggled to pay her daughter's school cafeteria bill.
She was in first grade, and they were telling her that I needed to pay her debts. And it was just heartbreaking because I was doing the best I could. I just couldn't keep up.
Also, there can be a stigma around the free lunch program that discourages families from applying. Crystal Fitzsimons at the Food Research and Action Center says that's a problem.
Participation in school meals has been shown to reduce absenteeism, reduce tardiness, improve student behavior, and improve academic achievement.
Fitzsimons says many school districts are still in crisis mode, and this is not the time to drop the waivers that help them feed hungry students. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.